Happy birthday to Dawn. Happy birthday to you. Now make a wish and blow out the candles.
All right.
What'd you wish?
It's private.
Come on, you can tell me.
I know it's silly, but I've always wished that I had an identical twin so that I could pursue my lifelong dream to become a master burglar.
Wait, hold on. What does becoming a master burglar have to do with being an identical twin?
Everything. If I were ever caught and brought to trial, I could claim that it was my identical twin and not me who did the burglary. Since we'd look the same, sound the same, and even have identical DNA and fingerprints, there'd be no way to know who's who. It's foolproof.
I hate to put the kibosh on your fantasy world, Don, but there are a few problems with your nefarious scheme. It's true that identical twins have the same DNA, but that doesn't mean there's no way to tell them apart. First of all, identical twins do not have identical fingerprints.
How is that possible?
Because fingerprints aren't determined only by your genes. Identical twins normally have very similar fingerprints, but pressure in the womb and contact with amniotic fluid can influence the ridges along fingerprint patterns.
So what you're saying is that even though identical twins have the same genes, the environment can cause small differences in appearance.
Enough differences to get you 15 to life.
All right, I get the point. Can I make another wish?
Sure.
I wish that you had cut me a really big piece of this cake.
You got it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Della Cook in anthropology.
For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.